Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right, one, two, three, four. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by two bestest of best pals. This is the bonus episode coming to an ear near you.
Which means it's Thursday, so you'll be able to watch this on YouTube on Sunday. If you want to watch Monday's main episode, that will be on YouTube tomorrow, which is Friday. Which means that we are available on a Monday.
Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
It just doesn't get old for me. We actually had people fucking shout about that on tour, which was amazing.
We had people shout this next bit more, though.
We've got the bit of you where you're like, and go f*** yourself. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That we did, actually. A lot of people were doing that towards the end of it. I'm not drinking, but I will be swearing. If you don't like that, then...
go f***. They really liked that.
They do really like it. And I'll tell you what we've actually got instead of booze today. Last week we had a can of ting. This week we have got ginger beer.
Ginger bevy.
Yeah, we are really, we're expanding our beverage trolley.
Remember also to follow us on the Instagram, on the TikTok, and on YouTube at Staying Relevant Podcast. We put all the clips up there. We clip people now.
Yeah, well, we don't clip people because that's sort of a term for when you kill someone.
We put clips out there. We can, if needs be.
No, we're not going to
clip. Don't come on our turf.
Yeah, don't come on our turf. This is the bonus episode, which means it's all about you. So if you want to be involved in the bonus episode, then please send your stories to stayingrelevant at insanityhq.com. And then you could be involved and we can read out all of your embarrassing shit.
We love a story.
We do. Talking of stories, we actually have an update on one of our most recent stories, which is a big one. One that really caught the imagination of our listeners. And that is the tampon masseuse. We heard from both sides of that. We were actually in Plymouth. We were leaving the venue in a taxi. Sam had wound down the windows of the taxi because he likes to wave at his fans like he's the Queen.
I did. It was actually really fun.
And actually, we had someone shout, "I'm the tampon tugger." The masseuse who tugged the tampon actually came to Plymouth. And weirdly enough, I sort of waved at her and put my arm out the window and then she brushed my hand.
How weird is that, though? Things are coming full circle at us all the time.
They are just all the time. It's just all coming at us full
circle. They are. That was sick, though. When we wound down those windows, they had, like, lined up on either side of the car. We were like, Kevin!
Yeah, it was fucking big. So, yes, just to let you know, she looked very normal. She looked very, very normal.
I'm the tampon tugger.
She didn't look like she was sort of a deviant tampon tugger. She looked perfectly normal to me. But thank you for coming to the show. We really appreciate it.
Should have got on stage and interviewed her, to be fair.
We didn't know she was there.
Yeah.
We didn't know she was there, but glad she was. So thanks ever so much.
But we do have a listener letter. We have two listener letters, as per usual. Now, this one's from Anonymous, and the subject is workplace wanking.
One of my favourite subjects.
Have you ever had a wank at work?
Often. That's where I've just been in between the main episode and here.
Okay, maybe not in this industry, but in the industry beforehand, when you were like a medical recruitment company, did you ever go to the loo and be like, guys, I'm just going for a quick call and tug one out? Is that what happens?
No.
No.
I've never done that. I know people that have.
Really? Well, I think that's what might have happened in this one. So, hi, Sam and Pete. I have a really embarrassing story, but not for me. For my work colleagues, in a plural. I work in retail, character building for the most part. We have a husband and a wife employed, and they had not long had their first child. I was working with the wife for her first shift back at work, post having the baby, whilst her husband stayed at home to look after said child.
Very cute. New age. I like it.
She goes, cute, right? wrong. During a break, we were chatting about how much she was missing the baby as it was her first long period of time without the child. I said, why don't you check in with your husband? It might make you feel better. And she said, I can do one better. I'll just log back into the dog camera, but don't tell him. I don't want him thinking I'm spying. Due to having dogs, they had a pet camera set up in the living room. Obviously, this hadn't been used for some time as the wife was on maternity leave.
I already love this.
Standing next to her while she logged in, she said, oh, baby's on the floor. She zoomed in to see the child rolling around on a playmat at this point. I'm showing a keen interest and we both awed at how cute the baby was. Both peering into the phone, she swiped across to see where the husband was, what the husband was doing with the camera still zoomed. This is a moment I wish I could erase from my mind. My eyes still sting. Husband was indeed on the sofa, knob in hand, knocking one out. It would be made easier if I didn't have to look this person in the eye almost daily. But to this day, he is blissfully unaware of the fact I had watched him wanking.
No wonder that's anonymous. Great story.
I can't even have a, I genuinely can't even have a wank with my cats in the room. It is weird though, like you do find this odd thing, and I don't know if kids have the same thing, but with my cats, right, like they want to be in the room when you're getting intimate. So I don't know if the kids like crawling to where it's happening. Maybe it's just an energy thing, but like that my cats dig at the carpet outside the room.
The weird thing for me is that, and I do think it's like a male thing, and it happens quite a lot. Like obviously I've lived on my own for a long time, so I just wank whenever, you know, the feeling takes me. But when you live with someone else, and whether or not you admit to this, Sam, and I know a lot of blokes that do this when they have wives and girlfriends or whatever, if they have a day at home on their own, the minute your fucking wife leaves for the day, the first thing they do is go and have a wank. No. It's like it, they go, right, let's get this out of the way. and then we can crack on with the rest of the day. But why was he doing it on the sofa?
Well, because you're lying down, aren't you? You're a stand-up wanker.
No, you don't stand up.
You're a stand-up wiper. I don't know.
But I'd always think, like, that's kind of like the family. You'd go to your bedroom, like, would you not? Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, because you've got to keep eyes on the kids. That's really bad if you leave the kids. Yeah, he's probably in a place where he's like, I don't quite know what to do because I need a wank, but my parental instincts are there and I can't leave my kid alone.
I mean, I'd be tempted to put the kid to bed rather than just sort of...
lazy,
because it would be weird if you sort of catch eyes with your kid. Anyway, great story, though. Love it.
Really good.
My favourite part of the story is the fact that you have to see him every day and he still has no idea that you've seen him wank.
I want to know what the wife said to you when you saw her husband wanking.
Yeah, there's not been a reaction from the wife here. You know, she said, oh, look how cute the baby. Yeah, that's my husband. That's his penis.
But you know what as well? I want to know, because we actually have this in our home. Do you have a talking monitor where you can speak through the camera?
Because this is where I was going to go to. Because Sam has one of these little dog camera things for his cat, to the point where sometimes, like after this, I'm going to Sam's after this because we've got some stuff to do. And now and then, if Goose, Zara is not there, then what happens is Sam and I'll be talking in the kitchen, usually with Ted, and we'll be discussing something. And then you just hear, hi, boys.
And you see the little light flash on the camera.
And what's that? And the little robotic camera just comes dribbling along the floor with a little camera facing up. And it's Zara just checking in on us to say hello.
Yeah, she drives it.
So has Zara caught you doing anything?
No, she hasn't, to be fair, because one, I don't wank with my mate, because I've got a girlfriend, so I wouldn't need to be fair.
Sam, he's got a wife. It's okay to wank. Masturbation is perfectly normal.
I don't know. Do you know what? We have cameras in every... And tell me if this is weird or not, actually. But
it's weird.
We have a camera. Zara's placed the camera in every single room of the house.
Fucking hell. I mean, that is a little bit weird. So, like, basically, the whole West Wing is fucking, like, Big Brother.
She says it's because she doesn't like... And I get this about Rob.
She says it's because she's checking up on you. It's not because of a
robber. No, she says it's
not because of a robber. Okay, well, then you just need a camera near the front and the entry points. You wouldn't need to know everything else, would you? Because you'd be able to see him then. She is fully just, when she's away filming her documentaries and she's in all her meetings and that, she's just trying to concentrate whilst watching you game or fucking, I don't know, whatever you...
She has done that before.
Whatever you do in your private...
So company. You know...
I think that would be such an interesting... Just watching Sam on his own, I think would be fucking fascinating.
You know, this actually happened, right? So I... was in the living room playing on the PlayStation, and I think she was in Ibiza or something working, and the light flashed on, but no one said anything, and I noticed it out the corner of my eye. I went, that's weird. I was like, that light's on. I was like, I swear that light's only on when someone's talking through it. And I was like, oh, I don't know. I started gaming. About 5 minutes later, she goes, hey, Goose. And I'm like, you've been fucking watching me for 5 minutes. Game, what if I don't know, was taking a poo on the sofa. Not that I would ever do that, but like...
Yeah, why would you do
well,
that?
Well, I don't know, but like, it's just, it is terrifying.
I genuinely think I would love to just watch you just in your natural habitat on your own awake, because obviously Sammy's like...
I don't even know what I do.
Well, he's just a million miles an hour all the time. And like, I would love to know what he's like just on his own, in his own thoughts, in his own mind. Just what is Sam?
I don't even know. Things change all the time.
Like, I just think it would be fascinating.
I play with my wand quite a bit.
Is that what you call it?
No, it's in my actual... Oh. I still like make-believe. So I like get my lightsaber out or something.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Next question, and this is from someone that came to the tour, and I actually saw this on a review, and I would like to just clear this up, so I'm just going to go through this. This is from Rosie. Literally had the best night at the Plymouth show. You guys were hilariously brilliant. What an incredible evening and show you wrote, Pete.
Thank you.
Loved every minute of it and went away with an aching jaw from laughing so much. However, I have a question for Pete. What was that came out of your mouth, gum or a tooth? Can't get away with anything from a front row audience.
Now, I love this question. Because Pete has missed a few teeth recently.
Basically, during the Plymouth show, I was talking, but I hadn't taken my chewing gum out. So it was chewing gum, and it flew across the stage. And I did think to myself, that's embarrassing, because I've just spat chewing gum out like on stage in front of like fucking thousands of people in the front row. And I actually know who you are, Rosie, because I know we caught eyes after I did it. I know, because it was over. You were sat on over Sam's side about four people in, because I could see you and your friend going, what was that?
It's like when a dog takes a shit and its owner looks at it and it looks really scared and you lock eyes afterwards.
But rest assured it was gum, to the point where then I didn't want to tread in it on stage. So I then spent the next few minutes reading the cards, but whilst looking on the floor for the gum, because I thought if that's still on stage, it's going to go on the bottom of my shoes and whatever else. I then found it and producer Chaz actually asked me afterwards, what was that you were doing? Because I bent down and rubbed it into the floor because I didn't want it to slide. So I pushed it between a little crack in the stage.
Can I just add something into this though, which I think we've just skimmed over, is that the beauty of this letter is that there's a chance that it was Pete's tooth.
Yeah.
Like she thinks there's a chance that like Pete's so old and decrepit.
I'm just spitting teeth.
He's spitting teeth out.
Yeah. No, it's teeth still intact, thankfully. It was just gum. I mean, why the first thought would be that's a tooth?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just like old Pete. Oh, God, that's why that one's come out the gums.
Yeah. But no, it was just chewing gum. But yeah, I do remember that moment because I do remember kind of looking up and just seeing someone go.
That's so funny that you know she is. Yeah. You knocked on that guilty look.
Yeah, it was. It was a fucking weird moment. I mean, I'll tell you another weird moment, actually, whilst we were in Dublin, and I think this needs to be fucking discussed. Is that during the tour as well, for those that were there, you'll see at the start of the tour what happens is we discuss our tattoos. I have a Stan Redmond tattoo on my knee. Sam has it on his arm. So what Sam likes to get the crowd to do is chant cock so that I take my trousers down so they can see my knee. But in Dublin, because it was such a fucking wild one, what Sam did was he then came over and started flicking my cock with his cards. That was a weird moment because it's not the penis that I have a problem with, it's the bollock, because they wobble for a long time after because they are exceptionally large.
So angry that I'm flicking his balls, but he can't do anything about it because he's fun. So he goes, get off now.
But get that wasn't now. The weird moment, because again, there was a second moment during the Dublin show where the people started chanting cock. So again, I pulled my trousers down. Sam, out of nowhere and for no reason, decided he'd pull his down as well. But what Sam had forgotten during this moment of just fuck it, I'm going to do it, was he had the crustiest, her most horrendous old pair of red pants on. And I'm not, you know, when they're sagging in the crotch, they're not tight to the start. They would just look grubby.
Loose.
They were loose, grubby, grubby pants. And I instantly looked across and went, oh. And Sam looked at me and I knew from his eyes that he immediately regretted doing that because he just remembered what pants he had on.
Do you know what? It wasn't even that. As I looked at Pete and I went, I know him so well. I know what he's about to say. And he called them out in front of 1,700 people, went, well, that's a shit pair of crusty pants, mate. And literally everybody laughed.
It was them ones, because I was stood next to him, so I could see the reverse angle to that as well. And Sam has had issues before with wiping.
Jeez.
Properly.
Once. I've had it once before where I pulled my pants down to Pete. We were doing a TikTok video about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. And I pulled my pants down to show my bum. And for I don't know how, but...
What he'd actually done, and he'd obviously wiped, but he'd wiped up to the small of his back. And I went, mate, wipe. And he went, yeah, as if I was joking. Then proceeded to walk to his full-length mirror in his kitchen, bend over. He then walked back to Zara, who was crying, literally crying on the sofa. And I made him go and wipe and clean himself up before we carried on. And that's not where I was going with this. The actual pants on stage, they were that bad that they'd sagged at the back. So it looked like he just went from shoulder blade to back of knee.
There was no arse in it.
There was no nothing. Also, and this had been, I always wear black pants anyway, but because we do the cock thing on stage and I have quite a few pints of Guinness before I even get on stage, I normally have a piss before I go on stage. And there was a couple of moments during the tour where you would find me rubbing my penis because and it was a big discussion on the tour bus actually of whether men wipe their cock or just shake it once you've had a piss. And I've always been a vigorous shaker of the penis once I have had a piss.
Well, this is a question for our listeners then.
But
are you a wiper of a shaker of your
penis? TV Ted then told us that he wipes his cock. And I thought that was fucking weird. I then realised, because I had to keep getting my fucking cock out on stage with pants, that occasionally there is a watermark if you haven't shaked well enough. And it was always a fear of mine to be on stage with a little piss stain. So I would have to towel dry my boxers before. I mean, I don't know why I've gone into so much detail with this.
No, but it's a really good question, actually. It's one that we could probably put on socials as well.
Are you a penis wiper?
People wipe their penis or do you shake after going to the bathroom? That was it, though. That was the bonus episode. Thank you so much for listening. We I feel like we're really coming at this right now. I feel like we're rejuvenated, revitalised. The energy is flowing. We hope you're enjoying it because we are up for a trick award.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that later.
That's on our next...
But we are up for a trick award.
We're not. We're not up for a trick award. But
we are now.
No, we're not. We're going to come up... We're going to get to that.
But we are up for an award, so please do vote on
that. We're going to get to that in the next one. So you'll hear about that in Monday's episode, the new main episode. Anyway, so you can watch this on Sunday on YouTube because this is a bonus episode. We'd love to hear from you, so please keep fucking writing in. Remember, it is sayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Rate, review, follow us on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, SnappyC, the usual fucking shit. If you don't know by now, then fucking get a grip. See you next week, motherfuckers.
We love you.
We tolerate you.
Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.